You ever heard cheese in the family way?
Mm-hmm. In the family way.
Right. You ever heard anybody say she broke her leg?
I broke her leg.
Right.
No. I haven't heard it called that.
I heard that. We used to, if you didn't have a doctor available, was there a woman that you could call to help out?
Yeah, midwives.
Mm-hmm. Do they still have those?
Yeah, still have with midwives. Mm-hmm. In your hands.
Mm-hmm. Say, if a child has been misbehaving, you might tell him, well, now, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good
spanking or whipping.
Spanking or whipping, is that the same thing?
Same thing.
One's not a little worse than the other.
Well, a whipping is worse than a spanking. A spanking, you might just take about on and spank with your hand. A whipping, you're going to get a switch or something.
Right. Have you ever heard people around here use a word for a child that is born to an unmarried woman?
Say that again.
A child that was born to an unmarried woman. Have you ever heard people call him anything in particular?
Yeah. well,
that's okay.
That they call him one or two different names.
What would that be? What are some words you've heard?
I've heard people say, "Oh, that he's a little bastard. He ain't got no daddy," mm-hmm. or something like that.
Yeah.
So, but. I've heard people say that he's born in the world without a daddy. He's got a daddy, but he and his daddy wasn't married, so that makes him have to go in her name. Lots of them won't go in the daddy's name. Mm-hmm. That's that.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard one called an outside child?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Called an outside child.
What about a woods coat?
Woods coat.
Yeah.
I guess I haven't heard that one.
Haven't heard that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say if you had a brother and he had a son, that son would be your...
My nephew.
Yes. And what would you call a child that whose both parents have died? You'd say he's a...
Mother's and father's child.
Or an orphan.
Orphan.
What about the grown-up who's appointed to look after him? You would call him the
guardian?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Say if this house is full of people like your uncles and your nieces and nephews and people like that, you'd say the house is full of your
relationships.
Or say if I'm telling you about a man that I saw that looked a lot like you, might even had the same last name, you might say, well, that may be true, but actually I know.
I mean, I say that again. Yeah. See, I didn't get that.
If I'm telling you about a man that looks a lot like you,
mm-hmm.
might even have the same last name,
mm-hmm.
you might say, well, that may be, but actually I'm no to him.
I'm no kin to
him.
That's
right. And say somebody that comes into town that nobody's ever seen before, you would call him a
stranger.
What about a person that comes from another country?
Call him a foreigner.
Would you ever call anybody a foreigner who's not necessarily from another country?
I don't think so.
And let me ask you about a few proper names. A name for a woman that begins with the letter M, like the name of the mother of Jesus in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
that would be?
Mary.
Okay. Do you remember what George Washington's wife was named? Began with an M?